With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a missing plane is found in Alaska.
Authorities say the wreckage of a plane located on sea ice matches the description of one that went missing in Alaska. A Coast Guard spokesman says three bodies were found inside. The Coast Guard says rescuers were searching the plane's last known location by helicopter when they spotted the wreckage. The Department of Public Safety in Alaska says the single-engine turboprop plane was traveling from Unalakleet on Thursday afternoon with nine passengers and a pilot. Officials lost contact with it less than an hour after it took off. Radar forensic data from the U.S. Civil Air Patrol indicates the plane had a rapid loss of elevation and speed. I'm Mike Hemp.
President Trump says Elon Musk is uncovering a lot of government waste.
When you look at USAID, that's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. Very little being put to good use. Every single line that I look at in terms of events and transactions is either corrupt or ridiculous.
A federal judge says he'll temporarily block the Trump administration from placing 2,200 employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols sided with two federal employee associations in agreeing to a pause in plans to put the employees on paid leave as of midnight Friday. President Trump's administration is using federal prisons to detain some people arrested in its illegal immigration crackdown. The Federal Bureau of Prisons confirmed the move Friday in a statement to the Associated Press. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 444 points. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are cheering President Trump again.
This time it's for his decision to cut funding to the U.S. Agency for International Development. A lot of that cash was being used by USAID to promote abortion in foreign countries and limit population growth. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says, quote, "For many years, USAID was part of the criminal abortion cartel, promoting the killing of innocent babies in the womb and coercing developing nations to accept abortion." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs is a pastor. Doug Collins, whom the Senate confirmed this week, is a former Air Force chaplain, Iraq War veteran, and member of Congress. Some Democrats voted against him because he's pro-life, saying they're concerned that he would limit access to abortion and in vitro fertilization for veterans. The Department of Veterans Affairs manages a more than $350 billion budget. This is SRN News. New York City is targeting thrill seekers engaged in a high-risk, too often deadly stunt.
The city is trying to deter dangerous subway surfing through education, but some critics say that's not enough. They argue making trains harder to climb and train surfers more easy to detect might be part of the solution. One subway driver says locking the doors at the ends of train cars might keep people from climbing onto the roof. Six people died last year subway surfing in New York. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. employers added just 143,000 jobs last month, but the jobless rate fell to 4% to start 2025. The first monthly job report of Donald Trump's presidency suggests he inherited a solid but unspectacular U.S. labor market. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.